We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Could be your letter we're reading on the air. That's for you, Jay. You never know. It could be yours, right?
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I've been faking it and got caught. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old single man, and I moved to Atlantic City recently, and I share a home with my elderly uncle. He has always been like a father to me. So what's his is mine and vice versa. He has always had the flashy cars and nice suits, and he still wears a huge diamond pinky ring. His wife died a year ago, so he's adjusting to the single life since he's a young 72 years old. It's great living with him, and although I am a grown man, I still learn a lot from him. I started taking care of his cars for him, so I'm in a different car every day. He has two, and his wife drove an Escalade. Being new in town, I was focused on meeting a nice lady to settle down with. I'm recently divorced, and I hate being single. I was out running errands last month, and I parked next to a fine young lady, and she watched me as I got out of the car, so I doubled back to say hello to her. She complimented me on the Escalade and said it's her dream car. I told her I'd pick her up later for dinner in it. It was just that easy. I had a date with a fine 34-year-old woman. I continued to see her, and I was always in a different car. She was hooked. And although I knew she was attracted to the nicer things, I was trying to make her like me just as much. One day, I was out with my uncle, and she called and asked me to bring her a bag of potatoes. I would do anything this woman wanted at this point, so I could keep her. My uncle and I swung by her place, and she came out to the bins and leaned in. My uncle told her that he was very happy that I'm living with him while I got on my feet and found a job. The disappointment showed in her face, and she has stopped taking my calls. Did I dodge a bullet, or should I keep pursuing her? Well, I gotta say this. You're mad at your uncle right about now, aren't you, for snitching on you?
That's what uncles do.
That's exactly what he did. You had a really good thing going with
this woman. I take offense to
that
statement, Tony. Go ahead,
I was wondering if you heard that, Steve. You had a really good thing going with this young lady, and then Unc pulled the curtain all the way back. I think he sees what you're doing, and he's tired of it. And things have just come to a head. This was his way of telling you to be a man, get your stuff together. You never mentioned in the letter, are you even trying to get a job? Because that's where your focus should be right now. You can't live off your uncle forever. And yes, what you saw in her face was shock, because she realized that you weren't the man she thought you were. You were lying and stunting, and your uncle just busted you out. So don't try to make her out to be a gold digger or anything, talking about did you dodge a bullet. No, that's not the case. She's not the bad guy. You did this to yourself. Women don't like liars. That's all. You should have been real with her. Steve?
Yeah, okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting letter because I have a different take here. This idiot mess right here. So let me take you down into the other places of my mind. And what I read when I read the letter, I've been faking it and I got caught. Dear Stephen Shirley, now as I read the letter, I'm going to give you the thoughts I was having as I was reading the letter. And I had these thoughts more and more as I went on because I'm very confused. First of all, I'm a 47-year-old single man and I moved to Atlantic City. We very rarely get letters from 47-year-old men. That's for starters right there. I share a home with my elderly uncle and he's always been like a father to me. And here's where it gets tricky right off the bat. So what's his is mine and vice versa. He has always had the flashy cars and nice suits. And here's the first thing. He still wears a huge diamond pinky ring. I noticed right away that he's attracted to things also. And now he impressed with his uncle because he wears a huge pinky diamond ring. Lot of little things matter to this dude writing this letter. Mm-hmm. His wife died a year ago, so he's adjusted to the single life since he's a young 72 years old. Here's another statement. It's great living with him. And although I'm a grown man, well, right there, dog. hard to say it's great living with somebody and your ass is 47. I still learn a lot from him. And that's a true statement. Here's another statement that sticks out. I started taking care of his cars for him. So I'm in a different car every day. He has two. Excuse me. He has two. And his wife drove an Escalade. Now, being new in town, I was focused on meeting a nice lady to settle down with. Okay. I'm recently divorced and I hate being single. I was out running errands last month and I parked next to a fine young lady and she watched me as I got out the car, so I doubled back to say hello. She complimented me on the Escalade and said it's her dream car. Where y'all stay though? Excuse me while I have a moment. And I'm not flexing or acting bougie. The law of attraction is at work. I will, Sharon. Go ahead.
Hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I've been faking it and got caught. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I've been faking it and got caught.
And the name of this letter I've discovered should be Small People Like Small Things. Because this is what I'm seeing in this letter a lot of. Here's a 47-year-old single man that moved to Atlantic City and thinks it's great to move in with his uncle. Small people like small things. And so he's been like a father to me, and so we've always considered what's his is his. I mean, what's his is mine, and what's mine is his. He's always had the flashy cars. You're going to find out that the Escalade was one of them. He's always had the flashy cars and nice suits, and here's a big one. He still wears a huge diamond pinky ring. Small people like small things. His wife died a year ago. He's adjusted to the single life. He's a young 72 years old. And it's great living with him. Even though I'm a grown man, small people like small things. Boy, don't you see your life in trouble if you're 47, you got to move in with your uncle. Your uncle ain't sick. It's something wrong with you, dog. But you so happy to move in. I still learned a lot from him, so I started taking care of his cars for him. So I'm in a different car every day. He had two, and his wife drove an Escalade. And being new in town, I was trying to focus on this woman. So he goes to this store, and he gets out the car, and he pulls next to this really fine woman. And when he gets down out the truck, he notices her looking at him. He doubles back and speaks to the girl, and she told him, she complimented me on the Escalade and said, it's her dream car. Listen, y'all, I think Escalade trucks is nice myself. I really do. I wouldn't mind owning one. I was in one, rented, you know, got picked up in one other day. I like them. I think they're cold trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't my dream car. Yeah, I want one. But, you know, it's okay. You can pick up your dreams, though. You can want something else. But I like Escalades. I do want to say that. Cadillac Escalade, nice truck. I told her I'd pick her up later for dinner in it, and it was just that easy. Small people like small things. I had a date with a fine 30-year-old woman, and I continued to see her, and it was always in a different car. Y'all ain't got but two, though. You just said that uncle got two cars. You know, every time she saw me, I was in a different car. She was hooked, and although I knew she was attracted to the nicer things, listen to me. Small people like small things, dog. I was trying to make her like me as much. Here we go. One day I was out with my uncle, and she called and asked me to bring her a bag of potatoes. What?
That line got me, too.
Tell me, dog, what? You was out. She called and asked you to bring her a bag of potatoes. Fellas, how many times all the women you dated just never. Backtrack, fellas. How many times has a woman called you and asked you to bring her a bag of potatoes?
Never.
Well, do y'all stay, man?
Bring them something to eat, but not a
dog,
bag of potatoes.
Bring me $100. A bag of potatoes.
Potatoes, no.
Dog, I read that. I went, we need to stop this letter right here. I would do anything this woman wanted at this point, yep. Even swing by and get a bag of potatoes so I could keep it. My uncle and I swung by her place. Now, he done took her uncle with him. With these, got these potatoes.
That's a bad move right there.
So they swing by with the potatoes.
Potatoes in the back seat.
Now you brought your homie with you that's 72 years old. You in your homie car, and you got these potatoes in the back, and you probably had to borrow the money from your uncle to buy the damn potatoes. She comes out to the car. Now here's the other thing. Who pull up at somebody's house, blow the horn, and they come out to get a sack of potatoes? Y'all don't see what's... This letter's a damn disaster. Small people like small things.
Oh, my God.
Toot, toot. And hey, Evelyn.
Yes.
Evelyn.
Huh?
I got the potatoes.
I'm coming out. I'm on my way.
Yeah, we got them.
You got them?
Bring your brother with you. It's a 20-pound bag.
Okay.
So she came out to the Benz and leaned in. Now they got a Benz now. My uncle told her he was very happy that I'm living with him while I got on my feet and found a job. Mm-hmm. The disappointment showed on her face. She stopped taking my call. Did I dodge a bullet or should I keep pursuing her? Let me play some D-Dog. You can quit calling her.
Yeah.
She done found out that ain't your Benz. That ain't your Escalade. She done found out you ain't working. And you probably didn't bring the right bag of potatoes.
Got a bag of
oil. He bought white. She wanted red.
You done bought these damn Idaho potatoes with all these spuds on. Who brings a woman spuds on these damn baked potatoes?
All right, Steve.
Stupid ass letter.
Thank you. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone. Extreme minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.